This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's presidential office says at least 4 civilians have been killed and 10 others wounded by the latest Russian attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The office says Russian troops again fired on several towns facing the Russia-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant across the Dnieper River in Nikopol. The shelling damaged dozens of residential buildings and power lines, and elsewhere attacks cut power supplies to thousands of people. Meanwhile, in the neighboring Luhansk region, the Ukrainian army is pressing its counter-offensive. Governor Serhiy Hayday saying there are lots of freshly mobilized Russians in the Luhansk region, but they're dying in droves. They only last for 2 weeks on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia announced on Friday it had finished calling up reservists to fight in Ukraine after drafting hundreds of thousands of people in the past month. The announcement appears to end a divisive mobilization drive that prompted tens of thousands of men to flee the country and also triggered the first sustained Russian protests against the war. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin at a televised meeting in the Kremlin that the draft of 300,000 people is complete, with no further such measures planned. The British government said Friday it would call elections in Northern Ireland within 12 weeks after UK and local lawmakers failed to resolve a standoff over post-Brexit trade rules. Northern Ireland's Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris confirmed that talks with the political parties of Northern Ireland had not yielded a breakthrough ahead of a Friday deadline to resume a power-sharing devolved government. And the UN's refugee agency says destruction from flooding has displaced more than 3.4 million people in West and Central Africa. This is VOA News. The suspect who attacked the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday has been charged with attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, and burglary, along with several other felonies, according to San Francisco police. Paul Pelosi was attacked at home and severely beaten by an assailant with a hammer. Police say both the 82-year-old Pelosi and the suspect have been hospitalized. A spokesman said Pelosi was expected to make a full recovery. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail today, hoping to do something he couldn't as president, help Democrats succeed in the midterm elections while they hold the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
In 2010,
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night.
Democrats lost the House. 4 years later,
it boils down to the simple question, who's on your side?
They lost the Senate. President Biden now faces the possibility of a similar rebuke, and Democrats are turning to the more popular ex-president to make their case. Obama will start a battleground blitz today in Georgia, followed by weekend stops in Michigan and Wisconsin, before hitting Nevada and Pennsylvania next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan and thousands of his supporters have started a long-promised march to the capital, Islamabad, to challenge his successor's government and demand early elections. Thousands of demonstrators, many on foot, left Lahore on Friday. They're expected to arrive in Islamabad sometime next week. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on an Iranian group that put a multi-million-dollar bounty on Salman Rushdie's head. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
The 75-year-old author spent years in hiding after Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa in 1989 calling for his death at the publication of his novel, The Satanic Verses, some Muslims consider blasphemous. Over the past two decades, however, Rushdie has traveled freely, advocating for freedom of expression.
One of the things a writer is for is to say the unsayable, to speak the unspeakable, to ask difficult questions.
That was to be the topic at the Chautauqua Institute in August, when Rushdie was attacked as he was being introduced. Rushdie's agent says the author has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand. The Treasury Department says the 15 Khordad Foundation issued a $3.3 million bounty to anyone who assassinated the author. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Once again, our top story this hour, Ukraine's presidential office says at least 4 civilians have been killed and 10 others wounded by the latest Russian attacks in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.